Blog Talk Radio.
Knuckleheads, huddle up. It is I, coming to you live from Lagos, Nigeria. It is I, your sports procrastinator, sports director, D. Gibb, a.k.a. Dear Gibson. Y'all know me. I got my co-host, Uptown Deuce, on the line. Deuce, what's up with you, brother?
What's going on, good brother? How you?
Oh, man, better than some, worse than others, I could say it. That's all.
Like I said,
the call-in line is 516-453-9133, press pound 1 to join our conversation tonight, man. Let's just get right to it, man. Let's address this elephant in the room. Who we got tonight? Big night. Who we got?
Big night. I'm still going Arrow. It hasn't changed for me in the decision, which is what I said 2 weeks ago. My decision hasn't changed. It's going to be Arrow in my close fight. Danny has a puncher's chance.
In a close fight, I got the same. I kind of got the same results. I don't. It doesn't waver. I want Danny to win, but I don't. After I was looking at that tape of Spence and Sean Porter, Danny. Not saying he's in trouble, but that boy can fight on the inside too. And
Errol is complete. We're just waiting for Bud Crawford. That's all. We're waiting for the super fight. Errol's a complete fight. They're the two most complete fighters in the business.
Yeah.
Now, I'll buy that with a dollar. I'll buy that one for a dollar. Now, I might spend $100 on that fight. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come up with that.
Brother O, how are you, Brother O? How are you?
You know, I'm just here. You know. Yeah. But, you know, tonight I go with Errol Spence. Car accident Errol Spence. That's who's going to fight tonight. You know, he might not be the same fighter. He might not even have the luster. But I believe he gives Danny Garcia a good dusting off tonight, y'all.
I don't know about this. See, this is the other thing about the sport that I see, though. We got to look at the power to be. All right. So we're dealing with two Al Heyman fighters. One,
yes.
They love Danny Garcia. You know, I don't think they want. I think this will put him out of boxing if he loses tonight. So he could be setting up for.
What you talking about?
I'm not saying fix. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that.
It sounds like you're saying respectable ring trash after this. That's what it sounds like to me.
Oh,
I'm saying
God.
That if
no,
Danny
dude,
Garcia
I
loses tonight, he's respectable ring trash.
So you know what? He just ruined my night. You know, I was going to have a real good sports night with you guys, man. But, dudes, here we go with the hater again. He said automatically right now. That is that. I'm telling you right now, Dan Garcia win this fight. I know it's sick. Just what Coach just said. I'm going. I can't get the hell out of here. I'm tired.
I'm just saying that you know they love Danny. You know he's got the look, pretty boy Puerto Rican, and they love them Puerto Ricans in boxing. They go hand in hand, like pancakes and syrup. And I ain't talking about J Street.
What man? What?
No 17 Jefferson in here.
Right.
No 17 Jefferson. But
Puerto Rican. No Rose Tam and Kemp back home in Compton either. I hear you guys, man. Like, y'all.
Okay.
No, none of the house in South Philly. None of that.
No Titan Street and all that. But that's a whole other
Titan Street. That's a whole other conversation. But meanwhile, like I said.
Oh, my God.
Puerto Ricans in boxing go like pancakes and syrup. They love them.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so all the Hispanic community that listens to Oney Dynasty, understand that Coach has not had a lot of sleep, and I approve that message.
Listen, I'm not saying nothing about the Puerto Rican fighter; they're great, except for Felix Trinidad. But they're great, except for Felix Trinidad again. But they're they got great following, and I'm not taking nothing away from their ethnicity. It's just what it is.
Yeah.
Boxing is enamored with the Latino fighter. It is what it is.
I'm telling you right now, if Danny Garcia, Coach, and Deuce wins tonight, if I get up, I'm not buying that fight. You know what I mean? I'm not buying that for a dollar. I watch it on YouTube.
I think Danny, the Rocky Balboa footwork and the fact that he don't get rid of Angel Fernandez as his lead trainer is going to hurt him tonight. I have nothing against Danny. I've been saying that Danny needs to have spun $1 million and work with Freddie Roach on his footwork, and he has not done it yet. He keep with the Angel Fernandez game with the cheerleader in his corner, and that doesn't work.
And it could make you respectable ring trash with a third loss.
Well, third loss, you're going to be respectable ring trash in the division.
Horrible. Both of y'all horrible.
Getting ready for Boots to knock you up. Getting ready for Boots to knock you out.
Yeah,
you're going to catch Boots.
Jerron
Ennis on his way up. You're going to catch Jerron Ennis on a bat on one of them nights, and Jerron is going to put you to sleep.
Shout out to young Boots, too. He up and coming.
Boots that boy. Boots. That boy.
Boots,
he steps on you with them Boots, too, man, with that punch.
2 weeks, on Showtime. He fighting 2 weeks on Showtime. Two Saturdays from
Is that right?
Is he fighting reputable trash or is a good fighter?
He probably fights ring trash.
This dude just wants to come up. It's trash, ring trash. Something he can look good against on his way up.
But the problem is, brother, don't nobody want to step in the ring. These guys that's in that division don't want to step in the ring with him.
And I'm not sure who he is.
He's too sharp, man. He's sharp like a razor, bro. I've seen him fight.
Well,
man.
And there you go.
The way he weaves and punches the jab, man, it's crazy.
The problem with him is too, brother. He's not with one of the big dogs right now. So
he's in affiliation right now, you know.
Oh, he's Ken Witherspoon before Don King. Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry. That's it.
Yeah, but that game, I wouldn't call him Tim Witherspoon. But that game is at least 80% politics, and he's not on the right side of politics right now.
And he's not on the right side. He's on the. He think he's an independent record label out here, and they don't play that game in boxing. You can forget it.
Not at all.
Yeah, you're right, man. You see what happened to McElmore and Ryan Lewis. They ain't together no more. Well, I'm sorry. Let me get off here. I'm sorry.
Hopefully, he get his business together and get with Heyman or somebody and,
I don't know why he ain't get with Heyman. I don't know what they waiting for. I don't know. See, that's the pride in Philadelphia. You got to submit. This game bigger than you. It's bigger than Nino Brown. You got to submit. And I will go where the money at. Where you're going to get paid at and you're going to get big money fights. You sitting there playing around, playing this, we too big for, too cool for school game. Get with them people. You have no money.
Fighting tonight. Both Errol Spence and Danny Garcia are Al Heyman fighters.
Al Heyman fighters. We are seeing this, witness this. You don't understand the politics. You better get down with the get down or you be out on the you gonna be out.
Pay per view was $75. Yeah, that's what. Yeah. Go
so,
where the money at. Go where the money boots.
He gonna be on that Israelite stage with Melchick Taylor.
So I like the fact that Mike Tyson just got $50 million. I did not know Mike Tyson walked away with $50 million.
That's
Mike Tyson.
And I'm happy.
You see how I am
so happy that Mike Tyson walked away for $50 million. He's overcharged them what they did to the Cold Crush, and I am not.
And I love Mike for getting his money for everything that got done to him in the game. But him getting $50 million might promote this farce to happen again. I don't want to see these old, out of shape men.
I don't want
to
see it. I don't want to see it.
Each other anymore.
I don't want to see it.
Actually,
the highlight of the night
was
Nate Robinson getting knocked out.
Nate,
no, hold on.
Wait
a minute. Before we go to Nate, let's not do that. Mike Tyson was actually pretty active in that fight. Roy Jones, man, was Fred Astaire. He was the dancer.
Yeah, he ran. Why wouldn't he know what to do?
Fred Astaire the last 10 years of his career.
Yeah. Roy ain't want no smoke.
Roy has not been the same since Montel Griffin almost killed him.
No, since Glenn Johnson almost killed him.
Antonio Tarver stretched him.
Glenn put him down like he went down like Apollo Creed when Glenn Johnson hit him.
Was the one that good old Jamaican stuff. Yeah,
he thought the whole joke till Glenn Johnson showed. I ain't playing no games with you tonight,
Glenn
Roy.
Hit him,
you got
did everything, and he was never the same after that.
Man, he was pounding on Roy. He had Roy up against that rope, killing him.
He when Roy stepped his game up from retired policeman to an actual fighter.
Oh, wow. Yo, no, you didn't, dude. No, you didn't.
He stepped his game up from fighting the Power League champion.
Yeah, when you stopped fighting Joe Frazier gym champion, he definitely.
Yeah. It got real different for Roy, didn't it?
Roy was crazy with it. Roy stole so much money at the end of his career. It was ridiculous.
Listen, man, shout out to Snoop Dogg, man, because I was in stitches listening to Snoop Dogg commentating the Nate Robinson fight.
I heard he was the highlight.
Oh, man. Yo, he said the line of the year is two things you can't play around with, boxing and pimping.
Shout out to Calvin Broders, only Snoop Dogg.
Calvin Broders said the two things in the world you can't play around with. It's boxing and pimping.
Nate Robinson, he probably won't be able to play basketball anymore after those hits.
Nate Robinson.
He might be playing pickup game. That was horrible, man. That was
horrible. I don't know what type of trainer you had that thought with lunging in on somebody with your face wide exposed was good work. Like, it's all good when you had the padded gloves on and, you know, the mitt, and you sparring with that goofy act.
My question is even beyond that. They say Nate walked away with $600. What has Nate done with his couple bucks in the NBA that you need to get on and get beat up by a YouTube fighter for $600?
$600?
I got bigger issues with Nate.
Wait a minute,
Nate.
Stop, dude.
He ain't walk away with 600 beans.
Research, man. I got a crack staff. Me. I'll be researched.
600 beans. He got 600. 600 per diem and a plane ticket.
He got his ass whooped like that for $600?
Yeah, man. You got to be kidding me, man. Like,
he can't buy a Stromboli with that money.
Man.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't worth
the child support
paying me to pay that, man. He got to
have
a child support.
Uptown Deuce does his research, y'all. You know what I mean? That's why he always
Researcher, man. The brother got $600, man. Look it up. Google it.
I believe it. 600 beans.
Oh, my God.
I want to know what you've done with your NBA. They say them NBA dudes run through that money, and he might be a prime example.
Yo, well, to be a test of that, I live with an NBA dude, and I've seen the fact that there were NBA people that was living it when I was down there with the Houston Rocket boy. They was living check to check.
Mm.
A la Moochie Norris, but living check to check.
Wow.
You ready for this, man?
Moochie out there. Moochie out. Moochie got a Bentley. Moochie got all the fur coats, all the leather coats, and on a 10-day contract. Extended.
You ready for this? Look at what happened to Stevie Francis.
Yep.
There you go. Same Houston Rocket team. You know, thank God Cat had a little sense.
Cat had a lot of sense.
From what I hear and what I know from, you know, being close to the situation but not down there, Cat had people around him who wasn't going to let him blow it. They'll steal it from him before
correct.
They let him just get
they
it.
They took it from him before they let him get busy.
And that's why I said that Cat had a little sense. That's why I said that.
If Cat would have been Cat,
he'd been just like Stevie Francis.
Yep.
Now, Stevie Francis,
but Jackie
like,
wasn't playing
Francis
that game, though.
Stevie Francis, like, he on dialysis every day.
He was wilding out down that joint, man. I mean, he was crashing cars. He was doing a bunch of goofy stuff down there.
He was a D.C. nigga in the middle of Texas with a couple million dollars at his disposal.
Acted real goofy.
That's what he was doing.
He was cutting up down that joint. I mean, he'd come over the house, I'd be like, yo, what's wrong with that guy? One minute he was like on some bipolar shit.
Yeah, he
all in the act
of
spending a bunch of money.
Cocaine's
that
all over the drug.
That whole 2000 crew. Now, ask Darius Miles, too. Oops,
ask Darius Miles about spending your bread.
Yeah.
Ask Antoine Walker. Vin Baker.
Woo.
Oh,
how could you work at Starbucks after your NBA career? I just can't.
And 7 feet tall. May I take your order, please?
You went from playing for the Bucks to working at Starbucks. Unbelievable.
Yo. Wow.
Delonte West was out there. Delonte West was working at Home Depot.
Well, yep. Delonte's thing came down to the fact that he shouldn't have hit that ball mine.
Yeah, once you hit
that
ball mine, it was over for you.
That's a whole nother issue.
LeBron used his influences to destroy
no
that brother.
Ain't no question. He'll never play. Colin Kaepernick will play football before Delonte West dribbled a basketball in NBA court.
That's what we know.
And that's just that.
Sad. Delonte West.
I'm going on a 2-minute tirade, and I don't want to say that this brother was right about our situation, but he was right. And my beloved brother, I am going to now use his name until proven otherwise. Jared Goofball is Jared Goofball, and I'm sick of him. Okay?
Wait a minute. Before you go to tirade, Are we saying right now what I think you're saying that I've been saying for almost 3 years on the Huddle Sports Nation?
Yes. I am, listen.
Oh my God.
I can't take up for this guy anymore. I can't. he's just Spagoli out there playing football. You know what I'm talking about? He's just Spagoli. He's a pothead dummy. His quarterback IQ is not on the curve that McVay needs to be on, and we won't be seeing him long. Yo, it's over for him. He'll be out of there. No, it ain't Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, that boy. Let's not get Trevor.
Trevor Lawrence is more athletic. I'm talking Trevor Lawrence coming to Los Angeles. That's what I'm saying to you.
Nah, I don't think we can move up that high. I know who McVay wants, and I'm right in his head. He don't even know it. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. I'll be in people's heads. I said this, like some of the stuff that I say, I was sitting there talking to my man. I said, you know what the Eagles, when the year they want to change, I said, you know what the Eagles need? Before he got on the team, I said, y'all need somebody like Ajayi. Damn it to hell they didn't pick Ajayi, grab him. I didn't know nothing they was going to get him.
But he
got his eye. I'm telling you, watch that boy from Notre Dame. That boy from Notre Dame is who McVay wants. He can move and he ain't dumb.
And
he can throw just the good enough to get the ball out of his hands and read defenses. This goofball over here with no mobility – running down the field with a ball, like the ball, like he's somebody, like he's an athlete, getting the ball knocked out of him. We're in scoring position. This goofball throwing pick sixes.
A crackhead Roger Staubach.
Mm.
That's what he is. He ain't no Roger Star. He ain't no Roger the Dodger. Did you see what he did, Brett, in that last game, man? And I thought about you heavily. I said, man, I know he just kicked the TV in, and it's on
Yo,
the floor.
Yo, I was going bananas, and he lost the game for us.
Mm.
He doesn't look. He does. He's a punk. So you can't coach a punk. If you're Bilal's fist sandwich, you are what you are. You're just a fist sandwich. Go coochie.
A Bilal's fist sandwich. Oh, shout out to Bilal's, all of them clothes now except one. But yeah, wow. This is what the coach on Jared Goff a couple years after the Super Bowl. This is the coach.
It's just four years under the McVay. You can't get it yet. Don't throw the ball over. Don't turn it over. Live to play another down, Goofy. We got a top-ranked defense.
Yes, y'all do. Third and point.
And an all-pro punter.
Yes. Yeah.
This Goofy backing up, just throwing a ball in traffic. No looking. Just throwing it in there.
Because I don't want to get hit. I'm gunshot.
I don't want to get hit.
I got to say this. And, Coach, I've been saying this a long time to you. Honestly, really, Todd Gurley really hid his flaws his sophomore year when you had that great run. When you know,
Todd
before
Gurley
Todd,
was the best
hurt, Todd Gurley, absolutely. When you have a great running back, you can go play action, man.
Yeah.
You know, you go
Todd,
back to
Todd,
the,
you know, yeah, you ain't never lied. You never lied. Todd Gurley.
That's why he got the money.
Todd Gurley that season. Hey, when you got a great running back, you can. But see, here's the other thing about McVay. He's so pass happy, he forgets what type of. Why would you draft a dude in the second round, right? And you don't give him one carry until the middle of the third quarter. And the carry that he gets, he takes it for 67 yards. I'm hurt.
Well,
and this probably
I don't know what to say.
About to get.
All right, well, here you guys. Here, you know, while he's irked, y'all, you know, dude, I'm going to talk to you because he's irked over there. You know, he deserves,
okay.
Coach deserves all the bad feelings that Coach, you know, Coach got right now, he deserves all of it, every bit of it. Now, let's go to our trivia question tonight. All right.
Yeah.
Who is the most prolific quarterback wide receiver duo in NFL history?
Would that be Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison?
There you go.
That would be it.
Shout out to Marvin Harrison,
yeah. The Hall of Famer, Philly in the house.
There you go, man. I have to watch some tape.
Wish you stop shooting at people down there, 25th Street, Marvin. You terrible for that.
Yo, man. Whoa. Hey, don't, man. Shut up, man. What's wrong with you, Coach? Shut up, man. He didn't do that. Anyway,
right.
So big reason why. This is why I brought that up.
He didn't do that.
Allegedly.
Down there shooting at people.
Coach, you ain't shit. You really not. Okay. Now, the reason why I brought that up, right, is because when you have a great play-action pass, okay, what made Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison great?
Edgerrin Jackson.
There you go. Well, you got a great running back, man. You can play every time. And you guys, I study football. So I'm going to go with y'all because y'all are great. I'm great. And you're going to agree with me. When they did that play action, all Marvin had to do was run down 50 yards and it was always a touchdown. Well, you saw him
man, you see
play action and pull the ball back. Bang, it's done.
Did you see how that shit be making this kid Mahomes look with that play action? The threat that he going to pull it out, run it, or give it to that boy is making their – yo, they are unstoppable. It's not a joke out there in Kansas City right now.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I'm a Raider fan.
The Cheetah had 200 yards in the first quarter. Okay?
Yeah. I told – listen, now again, you know, Deuce, I'm going to let you go ahead and speak on this. You know, I told Coach a long time ago, in his beloved hatred for everybody, okay? I said, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback, not in the generation. But if he keeps on messing around, he's going to break all Tom Brady's records. He's Steph Curry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, he's light enough to be in the school. So, you know, he passed the Brown bag contest. So
yes, you did.
Did I just say that? Anyway. He's going to break all of Tom Brady's records.
He's
going to
make
win
Andy
seven
Reed
games.
Probably go down as probably the greatest quarterback coach ever. That's
period. Period.
He's going to cement Andy Reid as probably, under Bill Belichick, the second greatest coach of all time.
Wait a minute. I'm going to say it right now. Well, No. Deuce is wrong. He's going to be greater than Bill Belichick. He's going to have more. Remember now, he's going to have more championships, right? But what does Andy Reid have right now? He's the winless coach.
Okay. Marshall McCall got six.
Right. No, I'm talking about right.
Brady and Belichick.
He's a winless coach, period.
But you know, a lot
right.
of things happen.
He's
six is a
right.
Lot.
I got you. Regular season and playoffs, and now you finally got a ring. Andy Reid's going to be, well, you know, Belichick, you know, no one's ever caught Andy Reid cheating.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Absolutely not. But he's going to go down and play quarterback whisperer.
This kid right here is so special, man. I mean, oh, brother, I didn't understand what it was. But now I've seen it.
Me
seen
and Larry
enough.
Tried to tell you. Me and Larry tried to tell you. And
I tried to tell
him. Do you understand?
Now,
you ready
for this?
For him.
There you go. There you go. And wait a minute, dude. I said, and he probably still not going to agree, to my man home down in Arlington, Texas, convalescing over that ankle, Dak Prescott would have been a better quarterback for the Rams than that dude you have right there. At least Dak Prescott has
no,
IQ.
He wouldn't. No, he doesn't. No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't.
I don't know.
We're not going to go there with the Dak Whack Prescott gang. All Whack Prescott could do is throw deep in routes and slants. He's whack.
And just the way the offense was set up, Zeke was the best player on the offense for 3 years. When they were good, when they were winning, Zeke was the best player on the offense.
Exactly.
What happened to Zeke? What happened to Zeke?
The Rams not.
What happened to Zeke is the same. What happened to Zeke is they Zeke got mileage on him that nobody knows about, and he doesn't. He's probably. I don't think he's a workout freak.
When they were winning, they was running the nigga 24, 25 times a game, and he was catching another 4 or 5. We saw it.
Yep.
He was the offense.
You ready for this? They Earl Campbell'd the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the Millennium side, yeah.
Yep. And he ain't had no injury like Todd Gurley. They just ran him ragged.
He was the
Todd Gurley was
the
done
offense.
After Jeff Fisher's second year running, slamming him into the line of scrimmage with the third and nine game. Run the ball. Jeff Fisher's sick. Mm-hmm. He's just sick. Jeff Fisher's a sick person. Period. He's a career killer.
He's the worst offensive coach in the history of the game.
I agree.
That's why I'm laughing at people taking Case Keenum with the picks. He threw six pick sixes the year before he went to Minnesota. Six.
The worst offensive coach in the history of the game.
Wow.
Steve McNair saved him in a couple years. Shout out to Steve.
You know why?
Him and Eddie Jones saved him them years.
Ran Eddie in the ground.
Rest in peace, Steve Audible McNair. Because
yep.
the Audible
Steve
offense.
He's the Audible out of all that crap, this nut coming in from the sideline. I'm not running that.
Which is a great segue to what I wanted to talk about tonight anyway, which is the evolution of the black quarterback. Speaking of Steve McNair.
Mm. Preach on, brother.
Church.
One of the great
quarterbacks.
You know, I just want to you know, touch on, you know, who your top five, who y'all guys might think the best, you know, who might be the best black quarterback of all time.
Right
you
now,
know,
Mahomes.
Right now, yeah, Mahomes. Overall, though, your top five overall?
My top five overall.
Black quarterbacks?
Vic.
Go ahead.
Vic being number one or Vic being number five?
Vic being number five.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Four.
Mm. Yeah, we're waiting for four. Right. Go ahead.
No.
No,
four
no,
right
no,
now.
You can't change it.
No, I can't
you
change
said
it.
Because
I'm thinking. As I'm talking, I'm thinking. Russ is two.
Russ is two.
You know what, dude? Go ahead, man.
I got my homie right now as the best that ever did it.
Okay.
I got Randall at four.
Okay. And your three is who?
Who would I have three? Let me see who my three would be. Oh, damn, this is tough. I got, matter of fact, let me switch up.
You know,
I'm going with number one. You know my number one is overall totality right now, still number one? Warren Moon.
Ain't no question. Go ahead.
And overall totality, I got Warren Moon at number one.
Absolutely. We agree.
I got the kid at number two, Russell at number three, four. It's between Vic and Steve McNair got to be on that list.
Right.
No, he don't.
It gets goofy.
No,
right?
He don't.
It can at that 4 or 5 can get a little, you know, dicey.
It get a little tricky.
It can get dicey.
I don't know.
Because you're leaving somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
Steve McNair don't make the list. Oh, are you tripping?
No, I'm not. I'm gonna go right there. I'm gonna go right there with you, right there. First of all, like, you gotta give us a Warren Moon because he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Warren Moon's a Hall of Famer. That's as simple as that. So a kid gets in the Hall of Fame, can't be the best. Warren Moon is the best black quarterback ever. Number two is gonna be my man, who's gonna be greater than that, and that's gonna be my man, my mellow, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Number three, you had it right. Russell Wilson has done things that no one else has ever done.
Right,
now
I got him at three.
Here comes where it's sketchy. Number four to me would be Mike Vick. He's a trendsetter. He changed the game.
His impact.
Now,
right, his impact puts him in the five. Absolutely.
Right, period. Now,
we're going to discredit Lamar Jackson?
Number five to me would definitely be Randall Cunningham. Because Randall oversee McNair? Come on, man, stop playing with me, bro. Stop playing with me, bro.
Yes.
All right, I got Randall over Steve McNair by a little bit.
Did Steve McNair, hold on. Did Steve McNair ever win an MVP in the NFL?
Nope. And Randall did.
Who was the 1990 National Football League most valuable player?
Randall Cunningham.
All right, then. That's why he's five. See, there. He, guess what? He's dumb bun in this list. He put him 6 to 10 if he wants to. I don't care. Wait, he ain't number 1 to 5.
But McNair did some things Randall never did. McNair played for it all.
Yep.
Right,
and
with a good defense and in spite of Jeff Fisher.
Okay, all right. Okay. Granted, that's granted. In all fairness,
he was never MVP.
If we're going to say what McNair had around him, then we must acknowledge that the year Randall all of a sudden became this great passer, he had rookie Randy Moss, Hall of Famer, Chris Carter,
Hall of Famer.
I'm talking about 1990 MVP. He didn't have nobody but Sherman, Calvin Williams,
Eagles.
And Fred Barnett. What are you
talking about? You talking about with the Eagles. You going Eagles.
I just said the 1990 most valuable player.
Yes, you did, brother.
Didn't I just say that?
That was the one and done year. After that, he was never the
same
until.
No. That was when he was the ultimate weapon on Sports Illustrated, bro.
That was the one that he flashed, and that day he went downhill after that.
He got
20 years later.
I understand what you're saying. I'm talking about he won two MVPs, right?
I'm thinking he was talking about. I misheard the year.
No, not 98, man. Because 98 was a culmination of an old quarterback that still had 70%
with
of the
all
skill.
The speed that was
correct.
Changing.
He became the pocket passer.
It was
but
easy
I'm
to become
the ultimate weapon that had garbage around him. And all they
yeah,
had
was
him
sick,
and the
man.
Will to win.
That play against Buffalo was crazy, man. Randall was sick.
The will to win, man. He had garbage.
And
Fred
Barnett, and Joel Carl Banks hitting. Yeah, Randall was crazy with it. I put Randall
the
on the list.
The 1990 most valuable player, bro. So I'm not knocking Steve in there and the crazy Asian girl that killed him. I'm not knocking that. All I'm saying is that he's not on the list.
Steve on the list, but maybe not five. He on the list, though.
Right,
he's not
he's at top five. He's dumb bun. He's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Who cares?
Yeah, he's maybe probably 6, 7. He in the 10 now. He did.
Well, when you go with the evolution of it,
I like that,
dude.
Good question.
And we talked about this about 4 years ago, Deuce, when I said the league is now, we will see the league. And I told you, I said this on the Nation 2 years ago. We're going to see the league more of what's going on. Can't move, you're done in this league.
Yes, you did. And you must be mobile now.
You must be mobile.
Okay, I got to go there. You know, see, first of all, you know, Coach has been a big hater. Sports Nation across the world, I come unto you to tell you that Coach is still the resident hater. And I talked about this boy, and, you know, I hate the fact that he's in my division. And I said that he's going to be all that this year. Coach said, no, he can't read a defense. He's from Oregon.
I did. That boy good, though.
Now you're going to admit it.
The coach
now,
stinks.
That's all.
The coach stinks, but they're good. He's good. That coach stinks.
Anthony
stinks to high heaven.
He's getting fired at that team.
Go against the brother, bro.
He
go
ought to.
That brother's an idiot.
His time management and call the play. Yo, that was egregious, those plays he was calling at the end of the game last week. Y'all got 34 seconds. Y'all ran the ball two times. That's egregious.
The plays that he was allowing to be called.
Yeah. 34 seconds, y'all down by 10, ready to score. You running the ball with no timeout. You running up the gut two times, Goofy.
It was horrible. That was horrible. But Justin Herbert's going to be all right. He's going to be all right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, we talked about, you know, that part two of who could hang around, right? Who could hang around? Let's go to football. Who could hang around? I'm going to go to one person. Now, I know y'all, I have a strange feeling that's not going to be the answer that I want. But anyway, Roger Staubach.
He can hang. He can hang right now. He was mobile.
He can move. And he can throw, too.
And he can throw. Roger the Dodger can hang.
Yeah. He can hang around.
Good. Thank God.
And he was tough. He could get some of them hits. He could hit.
All right.
You know who can hang out in any era? You know who can hang out in any era?
Oh.
Best safety that ever did it. His name's not Polamalu. His name's Ed Reed.
Oh, yes. No doubt. The range, just because of range. No one had more range than Ed Reed other than a man that the only – that's the next trivia question. You can't be Googling it either. But by that guy. Now, this guy here had the same range as Ed Reed and could run a 4-4. We're talking about the 1950s. Who is the only man in NFL history that has 12 interceptions in 14 games?
Please don't say Fred Knight Train Lane.
You better believe it. All the way down.
You got to watch how big this, yo, this big galoot was running around out there, Deuce. Fred Knight Train Lane was a freak of nature. Dude was like damn near 300 pounds running around.
He was 255.
In a league where nobody was built like him.
And he could run 4-5.
Yo, he was fast as hell. That's what I thought. Dude played like three positions, bro. He'd be playing defensive end one play, safety the next play, linebacker the next play.
And cornerback.
And then
tailback. And get 12 interceptions for cornerback.
Yeah. He was a freak of nature.
And
he
was married to Donna Washington.
Oh, okay. And he made good choices.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
See, I know about football, brother. Don't come at me like that. I know about Fred Knight Train Lane.
I'm glad you did. Imagine that. We still haven't seen nobody to get 12 interceptions in 14 games yet. I'm waiting.
You know, all right, here's what. Can he hang out? I'm going to tell you two running backs that can't hang out. And they was piped up.
Here we go. Oh, God. Here we go.
One.
I'm afraid.
Played for the Washington Redskins, and he was piped up. John Riggins. Can't hang out.
Absolutely not.
Another one?
No, hold on. Let's go back to John Riggins. I don't agree with that. John Riggins is one of the few
John can't hang out.
He can run a 4-5, bro. I don't know.
I don't think John can hang out, man. John was north or south. He had no vision. He can't make no cuts.
Wait. John Riggins had more skill than Mike Allstott.
But All-Star was a natural fullback.
And so was John Riggins when he was with the Jets.
Okay. But he can't hang out.
Because he blocked for Freeman McNeil, remember?
Yes, he did.
And he got
traded
to Washington, remember? Okay. All right, who's the
okay.
I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to say, I got, hey, both of y'all say you don't agree. That's why this is Sports Nation. I get it. No, I ain't going with you.
Larry Zonka can't hang out neither.
No, Larry Zonka be too slow. No, he be too slow. Now, see, John Riggins can run a 4-5. Larry
but you know who can hang out? You know who still and will be an elite tight end in this league?
Yes.
Kellen Winslow.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Oh, absolutely. The one to change the game.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think that he's one of the greatest. Oh, my God. You know.
Kellen Winslow was a freak, man.
I remember that 80 team with John Jefferson and Charlie Joyner. And oh my God, bro! And West Ham.
Well, the best football game probably ever played was, and it's crazy because my aunt used to go with the Bull Doriel Harris, is when
Miami.
They was playing
God.
Them, and they did the hook and lateral. That was like the best.
Yes.
Yo, Kellen Winslow blocked the field goal that game, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They had like 12 catches for like $180.
Eric Coryell, they were throwing the ball around before it was cool.
Dan Fouts could hang out.
They was throwing the football before it was cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sean Jefferson could hang out.
Before it was deemed the thing to do, Dan Fouts was dropping back 45 times.
Charlie Joyner can't hang out.
Are you talking about John Jefferson? Yeah, John Jefferson was a bad boy, man. What's
John
knees,
Jefferson,
man?
I'm
yeah, John Jefferson.
But
man,
Charlie Joyner can't hang out.
No.
No, he was a black Steve Largent type player.
But you know who can hang out?
Steve Largent.
So y'all don't want to start me who can hang out. You know who can hang out right now and be better than McCaffrey?
Who?
Eric Metcalf.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He can run.
Yes, if he played in this type of league, yes. No doubt. No doubt. I agree with you 100% on that.
He's Kamara before Kamara.
Shame, bro. I mean, those running backs like that, man. You know, give me Stump Mitchell too. He could hang out too. Stump Mitchell, man.
Stump,
you know,
can't
hang
out. Stump can't hang out. Don't hit me with Stump Mitchell, gang.
No,
Stump Mitchell can hang out, bro. He can hang out easily.
Stump can't hang out.
Yeah. Oh.
OJ Anderson can't hang out.
Mitchell, Brian Mitchell, none of them.
OJ Anderson can't hang out.
No.
He had no business having the name OJ. Christian Okoye can't hang out.
No.
No, he's a bum.
No. Christian Okoye, Barry Word, nothing.
You know who I would like to see right now play, though, if he wouldn't have got hurt in this era?
Ooh.
I would love to see Clinton Portis in this era right now. A young Clinton Portis.
Out.
Yeah.
He can't hang out.
Nice.
Can't hang out.
Yes, Clinton couldn't hang out.
No, he couldn't.
Why Clinton couldn't hang out?
Because
Denver.
You know why? You know why?
That's why
when Clinton got his – hold on. When Clinton got his bell rung – he didn't answer the call.
That
he wasn't
Washington.
Tough,
they was Brown. They used him wrong. Washington is using him all wrong.
But guess what?
Yeah, Washington
the law
used
is the
him
law,
all wrong.
Right?
Denver was a problem.
Terrell Davis can hang out in any era. For the record,
Terrell Davis was tough.
Terrell Davis
was tough. I mean,
can hang out in any era.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree to that.
Yes.
And the person that sent me this chat, no, Natrone Means could not hang out. You know, please, don't ever chat us again.
Natrone Means.
Natrone Means.
Natrone Means.
Here's a good one. Here's a good one.
Football card.
Here's a good one. Can the Buff hang out?
No.
No, no.
Well,
I agree.
Yeah, no. I'm going to stop that.
Yeah, you know the bus was agile and could catch out the backfield,
oh,
right?
Oh, so the bus. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought you said the Vibe. I'm sorry. No, Jerome Bettis can hang out, yeah.
Derrick Henry hanging out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Derrick, yeah. All right.
So, yeah.
Could Earl Campbell hang out?
Yes.
Yes.
Most
Derrick
definitely.
Derrick Henry hanging out.
Earl Campbell's hanging out in any era.
Yep.
Franco Harris.
No.
Why are you saying that?
Franco was overrated, man. That Franco Harris
Franco
act was just
up.
Franco's piped up.
He couldn't run hard.
He lived off the Immaculate Reception. I started to feel and realize, like, as I was, he was living off the Immaculate Reception.
He was living off the Immaculate Reception, and he was a tiptoe. I don't like tiptoe. He was a tiptoer.
You ready for this? You mean the Immaculate Deception? Get that straight. That didn't happen. He caught that. He caught that
it
ball.
It did happen. And you don't play.
No,
you don't play college football. Yo, you know the running joke one.
Here we go.
I played college football with his son, Frenchie Fuqua. Son, like your pop got nailed. We used to come out of practice like your pop got killed.
He did get killed. And the ball was still off the ground. Okay, Michelle.
I was like, Jack Tatum was flipping. Damn, they killed your pop. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he was on NFL Films one night talking about the deception. With Ken Terry Bradshaw hang out.
Fuck, no.
Yeah, Terry was throwing that thing deep. He could only
in the era where the deep ball's not really the unless you Patrick Mahomes or Russell Wilson, not really your forte, he can't hang out.
You said the Mel Blunt.
Take them weapons away from Terry Bradshaw, he ain't hanging out. And actually, the poor Joe Gilliam was better than him, but Terry went over there and said, I ain't playing behind no nigga.
Back to the evolution of the black quarterback. We came a long way from Joe Gilliam.
A long way from Jimmy
and Joe
Harrison.
Gilliam was nice, bro.
Marlon Briscoe. Don't forget about Marlon
Briscoe. And Marlon Briscoe.
There he was.
1968, Denver Broncos, first to Bills.
All right, now. All right, so you already know. So it's like, you know, that's why I love these guys.
All the way here.
Yeah, it's good to talk to
you. Every Marlon Briscoe, though, there's a Seneca Wallace. You know, we had some rough two over here.
Yeah. And ready for this? Quincy Carter. How did he start?
There's a Quincy Carter waiting. Yeah, exactly. You got a Quincy Carter waiting around the corner, you know, for
Sean. See, this is the reason why the league
Sean
is egregious to me right now.
Reverend Lamar Jackson is a Don McPherson.
Oh, God. Mm. Don McPherson, though?
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
People
Andre Weir.
Andre Weir is going to be another McPherson. Yeah. But with the Syracuse.
Achilles Smith.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Horrible.
Mm. There's a Jeff Blake.
You ready for this one? Andre. You have Andre Weir.
I said Andre.
You just said that.
Then,
Andre Weir.
Imagine that.
But what's his name should have made the league, though. Here's one that should have made the league that didn't get in because of his color. And Major Harris should have been in the NFL. I don't care what you say.
You think so?
Yup.
No.
And what's his name should have been in the league. I think Juice Williams should have been in the league, too.
I like Juice. I did like Juice. Was a little
like
on
Juice
the short side. I like Juice,
mm-hmm.
though. What about
I love
Harris
Juice.
Been a great backup.
What about
been a great backup.
From Notre Dame? What about the man Tony Rice?
Nah, he couldn't hang. He couldn't throw.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
I ain't
going to
sit there and pipe it up.
Listen,
Charlie Ward would have been
nice
in the league, though.
The head. Listen,
Charlie Ward
beat you over the head. You ready for it? J.C. Watt. Same type player. Tony Rice. Oklahoma. Yeah, Billy Sims. Come on, man. No, they don't make it. They're dumb.
But what's Charlie Ward would have been all that in the league.
Yeah, now you're talking. Yeah,
I'm telling you, Charlie Ward would have been out there pushing that pill down that field and running on these nuts. He was maybe Russell Wilson before Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Right, but, you know, like a Russell Wilson. You said that, like one. He ain't Russell, but like one,
No, he ain't Russ.
Right. Yeah, I agree. But Don McPherson, when you pull that out the hat, he gave me heartburn.
Don McPherson.
Don McPherson, remember Don?
I had the pleasure of, I had the pleasure of sharing the experience with Don McPherson, though. He's winning the Maxwell Award for college football, I'm winning the Maxwell Award for Little League football.
As you should, brother. Tell him about
congratulations, man, my brother.
You don't just talk this thing, you did it.
That's it.
Yes, you did, Coach. Now, you know what? I'm make you have a little heartburn, both you and Deuce. You know, for every Steve McNair, there's a Geno Smith.
But I'm going to tell you straight up, though. I ain't going to lie. See, this is the egregiousness of the black quarterback when they don't become stars, but they just regular. There's no way in hell that Mike Glennon should be playing before Geno Smith. I don't care what you say.
I can agree with that. They both on the same level. Yeah, I can agree with that. I can agree.
There's no way Colt McCoy should be backing up somebody, and you know, who I want to say, Todd Boyd can't make the leap. Todd's Boyd.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. You know what I mean?
No way in hell Colt McCoy is running around on Sundays.
Listen, what about your boy Jacoby Brissett?
It's sad about him because he can play.
Yes, he can. They kicked him to the curb too.
He kicked him to the curb
last year. If he was developed right, it'd be great. That's what I'm talking about. Those type of quarterbacks that come in the league, and you know, like, okay, this discard. You know, like you said about Major Harris. Major Harris made a great living in the CFL. And said and put his middle finger up to the National Football League. Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Because that's when they wasn't even giving them a shot. When Major Harris was coming up. Guys wasn't even getting a shot.
They wasn't getting no looks, bro.
They was trying to make you a receiver right away.
Right away.
Well, you're going to go there. Look how, right here, I think you guys probably going to say it before I come out my mouth with it. Look how underdeveloped Cordell Stewart was.
Right.
True. Cordell was just an athlete.
Caught him damn slash.
And oh, they got the white boy slash running around, which I think is way more egregious. I cannot wait till Taysom Hill get his bell rung. He burns me because he can't throw.
You mad, Coach?
I am mad at Taysom. That game Sunday, the NFL ought to be ashamed of themselves.
It sounds like you want to curse Sean Payton out.
I want to curse Sean Payton out, and I want to know what the hell the Denver Broncos don't got. What are y'all? They was out there wildcatting the whole the whole game.
Like a Dungeon Dragon.
They're wildcatting the whole game. The whole
wildcat
game with a wildcat.
Wide receiver.
Horrible, man. Mm. Okay, you know, another person that can hang, you know what I mean? Let's go there. You know, I'm going to go back to how prolific he was in the 60s. And said, you know what I mean? This guy could run kicks back. He could block. And he was a small man. Could Floyd Little hang out?
Floyd Little.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
Okay. Could Joe Namath hang out?
No. Joe was somebody else piked up.
Because he couldn't run. Correct.
Yeah, Joe was piped up anyway.
Joe was piped up.
Joe living off.
Can Johnny U hang out?
Johnny was a pure passer from all indications.
Yeah, Johnny was nice, though. Johnny was
a running back in college.
Yeah,
and he was a running back in college, so he could run that ball, man.
Yo, bro. Peyton swear by him, so I'm going to hang out. I'm going to say Johnny can hang out.
I'm standing outside.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I agree.
I'm standing outside. I'm doing my talk show right now, so I was in the
picture. That's right. Somebody's doing their talk show right now.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway, let's take our first caller tonight.
Okay.
I don't want to. Caller, number one, you're online with the Huddle Sports Nation.
Yes, this is Major Harrison. Y'all got somebody that stole my damn name. Now I want y'all to listen. I'm the real Major Harris. The time is right to spend the night in the
boy, a boy.
And you owe this to yourself, and I will selfishly.
Oh my God.
For myself. And look, I'm singing from the Nissan Stadium. And excuse me, Bob. We just got a chance to trade O.J. Simpson for Black Bart, the Blacksmith, and Jack Johnson.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't come up with a Jack Johnson again. You know, now you still
about Jack Johnson, his antics. I don't want to see Jack Johnson in nobody's ring.
We don't want to see Jack Johnson. No, you're gonna stop tonight, Hooney. Not doing it.
What about Black Bob? What about Black Bob, the Blacksmith?
You know what? Black Bob or Blacksmith. You know,
He ain't never fought nobody black. Everybody was a white slave master, man. We already touched on that, bro.
We already got that stabbed. Jack Johnson's out there beating up Senor Candy.
Yeah. He was all slave master.
How y'all doing?
We hanging in there, man.
Oh, man, I'm just trying to join in the fun, man. I love y'all energy. And anyway, man, y'all done made the Nuba man clench out, man, so I can tune into the rest of y'all's show.
That's it.
All right. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting in Shrine, Huni Bakasun, man.
My man, congratulations, Huni. I'm proud of you, brother. I told you he was going to get in, though.
Right. Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, it's funny, man. You know, you talked about Jack Johnson and going back. You know, we never brought one person last week, you know what I mean, but Joe Louis hangs.
Joe Louis can hang out in any era.
Punch. He's a hell of a punch.
And Joe Louis could punch and take a punch. It's two different things.
Yeah, entirely.
So you got to understand. Now, I do understand what he's saying but about the Jack Johnson. See, it's a different.
Here we go.
To be able to fight 15 rounds is crazy compared to 12, bro.
No, yes.
No. Wait a minute. They fought 25 rounds.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, back John Jack. Yeah, they fought
until
some real
until someone died
people.
Or gave up. Yeah.
So he was
fighting Slave Master.
Yo, was the Cinderella Man a real story?
Yes. That's James J. Braddock. Yes. He beat Max Baer for the championship, and Joe Louis.
Joe Louis beat the shit out of him,
like,
though.
I'll say it like this. That night he fought Max Baer. It was for food on the table, bro. And I don't care who you are, man. You could fight, man. 160-pound dude, man, throw his 160 pounds into your temple. You're going to get knocked out. So I say it like this. That night, on that occasion, man, he beat the shit out of Max Baer.
And Max Baer was killing people in the ring.
Yes, he was.
Google Max.
Maximilian.
Google Max Baer. Animal.
And Braddock beat him fair and square. And then Braddock didn't. He had the title for less than maybe 8 months, and Joe Louis took it from him.
Yeah, they say Joe put something on his ass.
Mm. And he went and retired and got a bar.
Yep. Ain't mad at him.
Because he was smart to say, okay, I got so much money in the world, I'm going to buy this tavern. Him and his wife live.
Here's one. Now it's one of your guys. Can he hang out today? Marcus Allen.
You better believe Marcus can hang out.
Marcus can catch.
You know why? Because Marcus had
Marcus can catch, and Marcus could catch, and Marcus had moves.
Silky smooth.
So Marcus
too.
Yes.
I love Marcus Allen. That was my man.
Okay, I'm going to go there.
Marcus
right
Allen was nice.
Let's go there, man. Keep it in L.A. How about Eric Dickerson?
Come on, you already know he can hang out.
Sweet feet. Woo! I'm talking about a
and run you over, though. It ain't just the sweet feet. You thought the sweet feet was an act until he put lower the boom on you.
And
later
on,
he was running people over.
And later on in his career, he started catching the ball when he went to the Colts.
Listen, man, we went to the NFC Championship game against the 85 Bears with a 5'10 quarterback from Canada named Dieter Brock, who threw three passes
that
game.
That's him.
Dieter Brock.
And Willie Anderson.
John Robinson should be ashamed of himself for having Dieter Brock on our roster.
Hey, that makes Eric Dickerson, just that feat alone makes him a top five running back of all time.
It was 3rd and 11. We were running a lead draw.
He went
and Dickerson
to
bust off 19.
85 Bears, one of the top defenses of all time, probably. Top five.
Better believe it.
They
were animals.
You better believe it.
They were animals. They all should be.
I got a trivia question. Who was better?
Uh oh.
The Fab Five or UNLV?
I'm going to go with UNLV.
I always had this argument with the younger generation that go with the Fab Five.
I'm not going to lie.
Basketball.
I'm from that generation, and I'm leaning slightly. And
they
I do mean slightly. UNLV played UNLV. No, we're talking head to head. I'm talking matchup. Michigan didn't win a thing. Chris Webber called the timeout. It's well documented. We already know. Well documented. But I'm leaning in the head to head matchup. I'm leaning slightly And I do mean slight, because UNLV can lock down like nobody's business.
And they had Larry Johnson, man. But they had
Webber. They had the glove, Stacey Augment, the glove before the glove.
And they had
the glove before the glove.
Hunt, I was there. I remember.
And they had a shooter. They had a real shooter, the boy Anderson Hunt, to shoot.
Yeah, I remember.
Anderson Hunt, man.
That's
this.
What
drugs,
that's what gave me the edge
cocaine,
over him. Anderson Hunt.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Poor Anderson Hunt. That
Anderson
oh, God.
Hunt.
Anderson
oh,
Hunt
God.
To shoot.
Yeah. He dead. He dead on J Sig with Michael Ray Richardson right now.
Yo, man. That UNLV squad was something else, man.
It was special.
And goofy ass Liddell Echols. Remember him, goofy ass Liddell Echols.
Echols, goofy ass. He's a goofball.
Yeah.
Goofy. Out there letting Kristen Laettner dog you out. I was so burnt out with the Kristen Laettner show.
Oh
my gosh. Man. And they cheated for him. Larry Johnson was getting whammed. They wasn't calling nothing.
No,
they
didn't want them, they didn't want them boys.
They couldn't
win,
have
man.
That team win again. No, man. That was counterculture. You know what I mean? They were in living color, different world, everything. They
like,
was our culture.
Do y'all
man.
really realize they was the rocks? They was like the internet in college basketball.
Yeah.
They was like the yeah. Bulls in college
yeah,
basketball. They showed, remember the picture when they had all of them had the Armani Jones on, the watches? They all had watches on the Sports Illustrated cover.
LV was
having they were all that, man.
One of
wow.
the best squads.
You and LV. Now, I'm going to ask
the
you.
Running reps.
Who wins the game between the 85 Georgetown Hoyas and the Running Rebels? And I'm talking about Michael Graham on that team. With Michael Graham. Another cocaine. Cocaine another
that,
hell of a drug.
With that maniac.
Team.
Oh, God. I still got the reps.
Stop.
Cause they only
stop,
give
bro.
Me,
stop, bro. They beat the Hoyas, bro. Not the 84 Hoyas. I'm sorry, excuse me. The 84 Hoyas, they ain't beating the 84 Hoyas, bro. You need to be ashamed of yourself, bro. They ain't beating the 84 Hoyas, bro. Not the 85
slightly.
Team got shot.
I'm only leaning slightly. It's going to be a close game. I'm leaning slightly. I'm leaning LV. Slightly.
They had
well,
too much offense, they was putting up like 150.
I got it, guys. What I'm saying to you is that, see, we didn't have that true intimidate. Michael Graham would have made the difference against that Villanova squad. We had no Ewing. Yeah, he tried to act like he was tough. You know what I mean? Whatever. Because you know, Georgetown liked to fight.
But nobody.
But Michael Graham was he was one of those enforcer type dudes. So it's like you know what to expect from Michael Graham. You thought he might. Oh,
man, I was so sick to death because Georgetown was my squad when that Raleigh Massimino act came to town. I was burnt out.
No, there wasn't nobody going to beat that boy on a quarter ounce of the best powder of cocaine Philadelphia could offer that night.
No, not Michael Graham. That dude was crazy, man. That dude was crazy. I remember the days
not
I first came to Philadelphia. First came to Philadelphia in California, man. You used to have those games, man, on chat when Channel 57 first came out. They just showed the Big East game every Monday and Thursday night. And then I would see the Georgetown Hoyas would fight almost every week. And Michael Graham was in the middle of those fights every week.
Yeah. Every week.
Yeah. Georgetown, was a movement, for sure. They was a movement. College basketball, it was a movement in college basketball at that time.
I like UNLV, and I admire them, but I'm still a Georgetown Hoya fan. Yeah, shout out to Allen Iverson. And, you know.
Me too. I'm a Georgetown freak.
Mutombo morning, you know what time it is. Yeah.
Georgetown is stamped for our college ball, bro. Stamped.
Even though they had
Victor Page, but it's all right.
Victor Page burning me up. Victor Page. Wow.
What a waste.
No, he didn't.
Back there with Al Knight.
Oh,
yeah.
Listen, what a waste of, you know, my man from Syracuse, the Pearl.
The Pearl was that work. Pearl was that work. Yo, he made me watch college basketball. The Pearl was that good.
Yeah.
Hated him. He was Syracuse. I was Georgetown fan. Hated his ass. Hated that.
But he used to give
that.
Out buckets.
Oh, my God. That set move. Oh, my God. That set that move. The dipper. Oh, my God.
The Big East used to be all that in basketball.
Yeah, the Big East was almost like NBA basketball almost back in them days.
Yep. Everybody was going to the league, and you just knew they was going to the league.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Big East was another.
Yo, whatever happened to Michael Adams, y'all? Boy from Georgia. Mike Boston Wack, Mike that boy was bad too.
He was
so
nice.
He was Georgetown, right?
Yeah.
He's Boston College.
Oh, I mean, no, with the Boston College. You know, Michael Adams was up there for, like, I think he's like fourth all time in 3-point percentage.
Wow.
NCAA history, correct. You got it.
Wow.
You're absolutely right. That's why I was waiting for somebody to say. No one ever said it. Thank you, coach. That's why you're a sports director. Yep.
That's why you're a sports director. Wow. Wow.
You know what I mean? That's it. Michael Dan Adams.
Yo,
Michael, you know all that
talent that came through that artery in the Big East, the Lou Rose, and all them people.
Wow. That was another level.
Brian Short at Pitt. Remember him?
Brian Short at Pitt. Hold on, who else live? What was the ball for St. John's? Of course, Mullen, but then they had somebody at them. What was it? Malik Sealy.
Mm-hmm. Straight to the hole like my man Malik Sealy. Wow.
Straight to the hole like my man Malik Sealy and my grand Boobah voice.
Yes.
Man. Smooth. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
Wow.
That Big East was another brand of basketball.
Billy Owens is running around torching people out there.
I'm going to tell
how horrible that situation is. Malik Sealy was on the team. He was on that Spurs team. He died the training camp before they won the championship. And that He would have had a ring.
Wow.
Came in another ball. That came up, Malik Rose.
Yeah.
Drexler.
Yeah.
Got a
Shout
ring.
Shout out to Drexler.
Philly.
Yeah.
To the league.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, we got our representatives.
But that Big East.
We got
that Big East was something else. I mean,
yeah,
I mean, going back, going back to
something else, man.
Listen, Terry DeHair, what happened to his bum ass?
Terry DeHair.
How about that?
Terry DeHair.
Big East basketball, man, they was coming suited. UConn had players. They all had
UConn had plenty of players.
They all had players. Like, it was, I mean, it was a pipeline. And Big East was just hands down the best conference for, like, my whole entire life growing up. Like, still recently.
Yep.
Like, they were the best conference. Them and even before the ACC. I mean, the ACC had Carolina and Duke, but top to bottom, it was the Big East.
It was the Big East.
And the 80s, early 80s had Virginia, too.
Yes.
Now,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you, can I tell you a sleepy story for all you folks out there in Chicago? What happened to that great, 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 great mission that was DePaul?
Mm. How about that?
Wait a minute. Hooney Bakatoon got something for y'all. Hooney, what you got, Hooney?
Yeah, I got a quick question right quick. During that era when the Hoyas was playing North Carolina, shout out to UNC, who was the better point guard? Was it Sleepy Floyd or Jimmy Black?
Sleepy Floyd. Sleepy Floyd hands down.
Yeah. Sleepy Floyd was nasty.
Sleepy was different. Sleepy was different.
The high archer shot.
I used to live in North Carolina at the time, but I didn't know who Sleepy Floyd was, and I'm like, man, what's up with this dude here, man? And seriously, when I saw him for the first time, it did look like he was asleep.
Yeah.
Georgetown.
He lulled you to sleep. And then crossed over.
He had those real droopy eyes, man, like that daggone cartoon, the droopy dog.
Like droopy dog.
Him and Tracy McGrady are cousins.
Wow.
With the eyes.
Him and who?
With them eyes.
Sleepy always.
Listen,
like
man. Sleepy Floyd went out there. We mentioned a bum last week. He went out there with Joe Barry Carroll.
That
ruined Sleepy Floyd's career.
What?
Joe Barry Carroll.
Yo, they used to call him on ESPN Joe Barely Cares.
Yep. He was the first one to seal the contract.
Yeah, Joe got paid and was out there shaving. Call him Ernie Shaver.
Ernie Shaver.
Joe Barry Carroll owns more barbershops in Southern California than anybody else.
I believe it.
That's all he wanted to do with the money.
Invested it. Him and that Junior Brisman that bought all those pizza huts. Remember Junior Brisman?
I remember Junior Brisman got 1,000 pizza huts.
I definitely remember Junior.
So there you go, Hooney. Black Melanite men making a difference.
Yes.
Even though you're dying of cholesterol.
That's cool. Love y'all. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Always, brother. Thanks for the call.
So like
with
I
Bob
said,
Lanier hang out. With Bob Lanier hang out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bob was a good one. I don't know. Bob might get banned from the Hayes League.
Yeah, you know what though? That's the only thing about Bob. That goon act would have got him out of this league.
Goon,
they don't
that
play
goon
that act.
About the league, man.
Nah.
You see what they do? You see how quickly they got Meta World Peace up out of here? Quick.
Oh my God! You just brought Ron Artest. Hell with that name.
Yeah.
Hell with that name. I don't even go by that. Ron R. Damn Test.
Well,
that's his name.
Ron Artest got put out this league with that act he pulled.
Yeah.
With Dale Dawkins making.
No. Just a dunker. And he wasn't.
That's all he was a dunker. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, with DeAndre Jordan making a living at it, so I don't know. But
DeAndre
Jordan on his way out the league.
Freak, though. DeAndre, athletic freak, though. Was Darryl an athletic freak?
Yes. No, he just was a dunker.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. For his time, yes, he was, guys. No, I ain't going to do that.
Yeah, for his time, yeah. Yeah, Deuce, he was. He used to put up on some highlight reels. Them dunk jokes.
And he averaged 17 points.
I slightly remember him, but I put him at the end of his career.
That nigga broke two backboards.
Yeah. See, I was still a kid.
He was over there in New Jersey with Mike Jeminski backing him up with Otis Birdsong and Michael Wright.
G-Man could never hang out. Oh, I was so happy. This was one of the greatest days of my life when Chicago Bulls was garbage as shit, but I happened to get tickets to the Mike Jeminski night. And on Mike Jeminski night, his poster was of him in a trench coat with a Tommy gun and a basketball. Do you know what happened to Mike Jeminski on the Mike Jeminski night?
Well,
he was on the
end
of a poster with Michael Jordan whamming on him.
Why such
it's
the victory all towards Mike Jeminski?
I approve that message. I approve that message. Now, I know some ladies out there that want to call in. They want to say something here real quick. You know what I mean? You got the time. You know, you got the time. We got the beer. Miller beer. Okay. Come on. You know what I mean? 516-453-9133. Come on in, ladies. You know what I mean? You know, spread your joy. But anyway, Mike Jeminski. Wow. That was
The G-Man was garbage.
Why such video?
He got everything he was looking for. Mike put him on. Oh, you want to have a poster? Mike put you on one.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Severe, John, for the baseline.
Mike violated it by putting his man parts on his head, if I remember correctly.
Yes, he did. His man parts was on his forehead.
If I remember correctly.
Yes, it was. It was a nasty, crazy John, too, off
nasty,
the brink.
It was a facial with his man parts on Michael Jeminski's, like, around his nose, forehead. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
So, let's get to it. Because I always had this argument. Who was the best in-game dunker? And I don't want to hear Vince.
Vince was a nasty in-game dunker, but I might go Dominique, though.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
And you know who else was an underrated in-game dunker? Underrated. I'm talking about facials. Like, facials.
Sean Kemp.
Kevin Garnett, but Amari Stoudemire in Phoenix. I'm talking about facials.
Yeah, in Phoenix,
you might be right.
That's Steve Nash.
Right.
Amari in prime pick and roll. He used to catch some people, like, straight up. Woo!
Yeah, he
Raven
did. Amari Stoudemire was crazy.
This guy played 3 years. 3 years. And right now, he'd be the Eminem of basketball. He played for 3 years right now. In 3 years, he had a whole lot of posters. My man down there in Charlotte, Rex Chapman.
Yeah, Rex, he did have a whole lot. Rex was hopping on people.
Rex was a bad boy.
Rex was a bad boy on the low, for real, though.
He could drink his athletic handle. Rex was good. Yeah, Rex was Hemisphere on the low. People ain't know. You had to be a basketball hitter to know.
Now I'm gonna ask
y'all
you.
Remember
question.
Y'all remember Run TMC?
Absolutely.
Come on now, Richmond, them the boys. Come on now.
Mitch Richmond, one of the most underrated scorers in NBA history. Put buckets.
Yes, he is.
Walking
buckets. Walking buckets. Tiny Tim with the two UTEP two step. Woo!
What?
Man.
He's still there.
Now, that's still a Tiny Tim. In this league right now, Hardaway would be a killer.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It would be able to, it would be able to guard him.
You can't
hand check.
I mean,
the rules are changing.
You can't hand check. See, Tim Hardaway would have been unbelievable.
Yo, you can't hand check.
What? You know what
Tiny
you're doing?
Tiny Tim in this league?
Ask you guys a question. I'm going to ask you guys a question now. Who is the greatest dribbler in NBA history?
If somebody say Kyrie Irving, I'm a puke.
Kyrie can play with it, but I don't know about that. He can play with it, though. But ooh.
Kyrie Irving is the greatest dribbler I've ever seen in a game.
Kyrie,
I don't care what you're talking about.
Kyrie can play with it.
I'm not going to give him that. I'm going to give it to a dude that y'all probably wouldn't think. But he got an and-one hand. He had an and-one handle. May he rest in peace. Kobe had a serious handle.
Yes, he. But I mean, you know what? Right now, I'm gonna tell you who my handler is: Jamal Crawford. Marley Crawford handled that thing unbelievably.
Jamal Crawford, man. I don't mention that one.
You know what, Deuce? I forgot about Marley handle. Marley handle, crazy.
He played with it. He played with that thing.
And so do Steph. Steph played with it too.
Hold on, hold on. Give me some Rod Strickland though.
Rod played with that ball and got me. The yo yo. That thing was like a yo yo.
And Kenny Anderson when he wasn't on drugs.
Yeah, but Kenny, young Kenny had a handle.
Yeah, Georgia Tech, yeah, Georgia, he could handle. He was a handle.
The New York guard,
man. I might go Marley Crawford.
I'm going Marley Crawford with that, though. Yeah, Marley Crawford got the best handle I've ever seen. That nigga handle was creepy.
No,
not better than Kyrie.
I don't care what y'all talking about. No, hell no.
No, Kyrie can play with it. But that boy,
Kyrie, nasty man. I ain't going there. I know how much you hate Kyrie.
Kyrie's a better. You know what? Kyrie's handle transcends to more points though, because he's just nasty.
I'm not questioning better player. Ain't no question. Kyrie the better player, but Jamal can play with that thing, man. Jamal can really play with that ball.
Yeah, he definitely had on the strength. Yeah, I mean, he was a little
I got to give a shout out to my man Sunday Night, played on national television. They got the dog, they got the doors blown off him. But watch out for Nasir Peoples. He be going, he will be going to the league. He's rated in the top 20 as a corner as a sophomore.
So he had another Malik Wayans?
No, he played football. He played for Virginia Tech.
Okay.
Okay.
So man, Charlie Peoples, son.
Thank you. Okay.
Charlie Peoples one of the first all state, you know, running backs from a public league school. My alma mater, Lincoln High School. Yeah, we did it.
Lincoln High School. Shout out to Lincoln.
So another Swift.
He played D back, so you know, I don't know, you know, where he'll slot. I mean, if you know, they look at you
as
you,
a ball,
they,
one of
they
Philly
look
ballers,
at you.
Right, Philly ballers. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's got that. He got long. He rangy. He long and he can run. At corner,
they need
6'1" already. He's a sophomore. He's 6'1".
Right.
Wow.
He got length. He got length, size, speed. If he can play the ball, he got a job for as long as he don't get injured.
Yeah. Next year, maybe, come out. Yeah, come out next year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, listen, if bums like Bobby Taylor can play for like 9 years, anybody can play.
Stop it. Bobby Taylor was not no bum. That's not, you're being harsh. Bobby Taylor was nice,
Troy
man.
Vincent. Bobby Taylor wasn't nice to Troy Vincent Kane. Stop playing with me, man. You know football.
Bobby Taylor was nice, man.
Bobby was nice in school, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bobby Taylor,
Notre Dame alumni, man. Let's not talk crazy about my Notre Dame player.
Bobby Taylor wasn't good until Troy Vincent came on the Eagles. I don't care what y'all saying. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all just mad.
Nah, I ain't mad. I have no dogs in the fight. I believe you might be underestimating my ability.
You know,
right.
All
right,
let me ask
right.
you a question. Who would have been Tyreek Hill in this league before Tyreek Hill?
Rajiv Israel.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding.
Right.
The Rocket would have been crazy in this league right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Mm. And don't forget this
person. Was he more of a returner?
Nah.
You ready for this?
Well,
ready for this? You ready for this? I'll tell you, Tyreek Hill. And both of y'all going to agree. What would Joey Galloway do in this league right now?
Oh, God.
I think a little bit.
Oh, God.
There you go.
That's what I think about.
Joey Galloway will be killing this league right now. That speed.
And he was strong.
And he was strong. Joe Galloway was that work.
Had an Anquan Bowden body at run a 4-3. That's crazy.
I'm saying, he was short, compact like Tyreek. Yeah, he was Tyreek before Tyreek. And the band, there wasn't a passing league like that, like it is now.
Horrible.
Very good analogy.
You know, so he's a lot of players, man. You know,
can Michael Irvin hang out?
Yes.
Yeah, Michael, yeah.
Great route runner.
Yeah.
Great route runner.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Irvin can hang out. No, he can.
You know what I mean? Now, you know, you look at the players like that, man, you know, coming to the league, man, and I looked at people just in the D-backs. You know, that boy Springs that played for, you know, Sean Springs.
Oh, Sean Springs.
You know?
Sean Springs was nice.
Sean Springs was prototype. He was prototype before there was a prototype.
Could Kenny Easy hang out?
Yeah, Kenny Easy can hang out. He was the hitter. And he was range. He had range.
And he was range.
And his 4-4 speed.
Yeah, Kenny would, yeah.
4-4 speed.
Yeah, but undercover sneaky good squads back in the day.
Now watch.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Does Cam Chancellor make the Hall of Fame?
No.
No.
Okay.
Good safety, not Hall of Fame safety. Good safety, not a Hall of Fame safety. Good
didn't
safety,
last.
No.
If he'd have lasted, he would have been. He didn't last.
Right.
No. Those type of players are like Steve Atwater. And it took Steve Atwater almost to be an old man to get to the Hall of Fame. He got there. Thank God.
Good safety, not Hall of Fame worthy. Good safety, though.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a cult favorite.
Yeah.
Like Randall Cunningham.
He was my favorite player on that defense. Sherman them got all the accolades, but really he was the anchor, though.
Yes.
Yeah,
Cam
no
Chancellor
doubt,
was,
no doubt.
Was crazy with it.
He made Bobby Wagner and Earl Thomas better.
Yes,
he
did. He
made the whole defense better because you know he coming. You got to know where he at. He was physical.
Does Patrick Willis get in the Hall of Fame?
No.
No.
Didn't last.
Good back or not, but nope.
No. Didn't last. You got last. Ain't
yeah,
no Gale Sayers rule for him.
Okay.
Good linebacker, but don't got the body of work. The whole body of work like that.
I'll tell you who's going to play in any era. Any era, known the man. And the second best linebacker of a den named LT. Give me some Derek Thomas any day of the week. First round draft pick.
All day.
Oh,
all
yeah,
day.
Absolutely. Derek Thomas can rush the pass. In any era.
Can Mike Singletary hang out?
See, Mike was a box player. He can't cover. He couldn't cover. He played
yeah,
in the league. He played in the league when he wasn't coming out. Alvin Kamara wasn't coming out the backfield.
He
right.
needed someone like another person that, you know, that was smoking rocks with you know, with Dexter Manley. He needed a Wilbur Marshall.
Yes, he did.
Wilbur Marshall could hang out any era.
But Wilbur Marshall could hang out in any era, though. Let's not get Wilbur twisted.
Hey, Wilbur was him.
Yes, Wilbur was.
Look, the Wilbur was doing major things out there.
Yo, he went to Washington, took that act up there, and was acting like a maniac up there.
That's what I'm saying. Wilbur was real underrated, as good as he was.
Is he in the hall?
Wilbur,
no,
I'm not
he didn't,
sure.
He didn't last. He didn't last, guys. No, he didn't win in the hall. No, absolutely not.
He
no.
should have went in.
Got to last in this league. No, he shouldn't have went in. No, he shouldn't have went in. No, he shouldn't have went in. No, he don't get no Hall of Fame numbers. Look at his stats. He was a great compliment. He was
Can Dave Dorson hang out?
Who?
Dave Dorson. Can he hang out? You know what I'm talking about.
No.
I don't think Dave Dorson can hang out.
No.
Can the refrigerator hang out?
Who that?
The refrigerator can't hang out neither.
He would be the bouncer at the Hall of Fame. You know, he'd be the security guard like Gary Cole.
That Chicago defense was a defense for the time. It was, you know what I'm saying? They had players that fit the system, and But they were that defense wouldn't transcend the day.
Do you know who the defensive coach on the field was for that the Chicago Bears team, and it wasn't Singletary?
Who was the white boy?
You ready? No, it wasn't Gary Fitzgerald either. It was Leslie Frazier.
I didn't know that.
Leslie Frazier was the truth. And that's where he coached today in this league.
Yes. Coach Buffalo.
Great quarterback. Who should be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
who should be in the Hall of Fame? One of the underrated players that no one looked at.
Yeah. Last workout.
So I'm going to ask you a question. So wrong way running Jim Marshall make it in this league?
No.
They said he could rush the passer from everything, all accounts I got, and from what I saw. He could rush, like he could rush the passer. So pass rushers tend to be.
Well, I'm going to tell
Alan
you who
Page
could
play,
league.
Not Jim
there
Marshall.
You go. There you go. That's what I was waiting for.
Alan Page
and
definitely
hangs up. And Jerry Krause could make it. I'm sorry, not Jerry. Paul Krause could make it. That,
yeah,
that,
and
that
we all know.
Bad.
We all know Deacon Jones makes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. He could have head slap in this league, so I don't know.
Yeah, he sure couldn't do that.
No, he couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look.
But I don't
want to
hear
the
Merlin. I don't want to hear Merlin Olsen mentioning anybody's name.
He was a great actor. He's a great actor. Great actor.
Great actor.
He make the screen.
Little House
he get the screen. The screen, the screen Actors Olsen, Guild. Yeah, he make that. Yeah. But you know what, guys? You know, we go in this show tonight. You know, once again, Huddle Sports Nation go to midnight, and we ain't gonna do that. Because we could go to midnight, 1 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow. But I'm going to say this right now. We'll see who wins that fight against Spence and Garcia. I already know that Spence is going to trash him. But it is what it is. And of course, tomorrow night on these only stations, we come back on with the wonderful and outrageous and just a person that I love, you know, to the up-tenity, whatever you want to call it. Miss Chinchilla Josina, of course, with, News Forum, 9:30 Eastern. Stand on these ONE stations. And of course, same number has advertising to ONE, which is on the Deli and Gozi Enterprise Regions, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment at wordpress.com, as well as in Gozi Primetime, one at damon.com. We're in Gozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram, on the Deli and Gozi at Pinterest and Google Plus, on the Deli and Malaria and Gozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Huddle Sports Nation, as well as the Historic Determined and Motivated Online Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or a wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay, day, lay. That goes for my and gmail.com, and I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malaywin Gozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there at Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And, of course, we go back to the wonderful Uptown Deuce and our sports director, Mr. Derek Gibson. Knuckleheads, huddle up.
Okay, huddle up, knuckleheads. Been a wonderful show tonight, Deuce. Thanks for your astute IQ and everything you bring to the table. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the show.
Shout out, brother.
Of course, it was a wonderful night again. Like I said, tonight is going to be an interesting night. Like I said, I'm rooting for Danny. I don't think he's going to win. I want him to win, but I just don't see it in the cards for Danny. It's a bad matchup for Danny Garcia tonight with this boy. This boy Spence, they ain't naming the truth for nothing.
No. Facts.
So. Like I said, we see you guys next Saturday night. Be careful out here. Peace.
Peace.